Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're unraveling the insights of Untangled by Lisa Damour. Published in 2016, this book serves as a crucial guide for anyone deeply invested in the emotional and developmental well-being of teenage girls. Whether you're a parent, educator, or mentor, Untangled offers clear, practical advice on navigating the complexities of teenage girls' lives. Lisa Damour, a clinical psychologist with extensive experience in adolescent development, directs the Laurel School's Center for Research on Girls and associates with the Schubert Center for Child Studies. As a mother of two daughters, she brings both professional expertise and personal insight to her writing. Untangled is an indispensable resource outlined to help you recognize and understand the challenges and transitions teenage girls face. By identifying common pitfalls, it equips you to support and foster healthier development without exacerbating the struggles these young individuals encounter. This book is ideal for parents of teenage girls, teachers, and anyone involved in adolescent psychology and sociology. Join us as we dissect the rich, supportive advice Lisa Damour provides in making the journey of teenage years as smooth as possible for the girls in your life. Untangled, Guiding Teenage Girls Through the Seven Transitions into Adulthood. Introduction. Navigating the Turbulent Teenage Years. Help your daughter flourish into adulthood. Recalling the roller coaster of adolescence might bring a mix of fond memories and cringe-worthy moments. Those years were filled with challenges, emotional upheaval, and significant growth, weren't they? If you are raising a teenage daughter or are about to, you'll see these familiar signs: mood swings that defy explanation, a budding assertiveness, and yes, those moments of unexplained melancholy. However, there is good news. This chaotic phase is a transformative period where girls evolve into young women, and with the right guidance, it doesn't have to be a constant battle. Throughout this discussion, you'll gain insights into the benefits of a teenager's rebellious quests against authority, the reasons behind a young girl's desire to identify with various social groups or tribes, strategies for managing the complexities of teenage romantic involvements. This narrative will equip you with the knowledge to perceive the typical patterns in teenage behaviors and transitions, helping you strike the perfect balance between supporting your daughter's needs and safeguarding her well-being. Part 1. The Natural Shift to Privacy and Independence in Teenagers. For many parents, a child's transition into the teenage years might feel like a sudden retreat. One moment, your daughter is a jovial, open book, and the next, she seems to vanish behind the closed door of her room, shunning both conversation and company. While such changes can ring alarm bells for any parent, it's crucial to understand this is a typical phase in the journey from childhood to adulthood. It marks the first of seven developmental stages that young girls undergo as they prepare for independence. Starting around age 11, many girls begin to crave solitude. This quest for privacy is both a deliberate choice and an instinctual behavior, as they subconsciously gear up for future self-reliance. Think of this period as the training wheels phase of biking, necessary for mastering balance before riding solo. So, rather than fretting, take comfort in knowing your daughter is practicing for life's big ride in the safety of her home. Accompanying this newfound isolation are often temperamental swings, sometimes manifesting in hurtful remarks directed towards those closest to her, particularly her mother. These comments can target sensitive subjects like appearance or personal tastes. In these moments, it's important to communicate openly, letting her know that her words are hurtful. Not only draws boundaries but also teaches the impact of words. Nonetheless, remember that her emotional outbursts are part of stretching her wings of independence. Despite these challenges, there are ways to maintain and even strengthen family bonds. Instituting regular family activities, like shared meals or movie nights, can significantly bolster her psychological well-being and academic performance. Benefits that hold even if she seems to resist these family gatherings. So, as your daughter steps back to find her own space, step forward into this opportunity to guide her with understanding, maintaining a connection that adapts to her growing needs. Part 2. Understanding the tribal phase of adolescence and steering clear of the popularity trap. As teens grow, their shift from family-oriented to friend-focused interactions marks a critical phase in their developmental journey. This stage typically sees teens forging stronger connections with their peers, what we might call their tribe. The inclination to be part of a tribe during these formative years is natural and crucial for several reasons. It allows teens to assert their independence from familial ties, hone their social skills, and navigate the complexities of interpersonal conflicts. For teenagers, the allure of belonging to a social group can overshadow other aspects of their lives. Given the heightened activity in the emotional and social realms of their brains during puberty, this can lead to an overwhelming emphasis on being popular, which might seem rewarding but can also spawn anxiety and fear of exclusion. As parents or educators, it's our role to help guide teens through the intricacies of social hierarchies. Studies have categorized teenage girls into three distinct groups based on their social dynamics. The first group consists of those who are friendly and well-liked, though they might not be considered popular in the conventional sense. The second group includes girls who are seen as popular. They often wield significant social influence, but are not necessarily liked due to their tendencies to dominate and sometimes even be cruel. The third group, which is less common, comprises teenagers who manage to be both popular and genuinely liked. They are known for their assertiveness and ability to stand their ground without resorting to meanness. Navigating the delicate balance of being both well-liked and respected is challenging even for adults. Discussing these social nuances early on with teenagers can be beneficial. It's important to encourage them to value and emulate peers who achieve this balance, demonstrating that true popularity doesn't require sacrificing kindness or respect. By fostering these discussions, teens can learn to appreciate the pitfalls of seeking popularity through intimidation or exclusion, hopefully steering them toward more constructive social interactions and relationships. Part 3. The complexities of new friendships in teenage years. How to guide your child. As teenagers search for their place in social groups, it's not just about finding new friends, or as they might term them, BFFs. Best friends forever. This journey often leads to complex social dynamics, where friendships can waver between supportive and antagonistic, introducing what's known as a frenemy. This type of relationship, hovering between friend and foe, can manifest when parents hear their child frequently complaining about someone they are supposed to be close to. While initial disagreements might seem typical, these can quickly spiral into more serious, emotionally fraught disputes. In these scenarios, the role of a parent becomes crucially important. Teenagers, given their stage of development, do not typically handle anger well. They might either become overly passive or react in overly aggressive ways. Here's where you, as a parent or educator, need to step in. Start by acknowledging their feelings. I see why you're upset, and it's okay to feel this way. Encouraging them to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively can help them navigate these tricky situations. It's about helping them understand that while it's valid to feel upset, how they handle those feelings matters even more. This guidance helps teenagers cultivate mature decision-making abilities and reinforces the expectation that friendships should be rooted in kindness and mutual respect. However, the challenge doesn't stop there. Parents must also embrace the tougher part of their role. The urge to be seen as a cool parent might be tempting, but this approach can compromise the respect your child has for you and limit their ability to use you as a buffer against peer pressure. For example, being too lenient about rules around partying might prevent your daughter from using home rules as a convenient excuse to avoid uncomfortable or unsafe situations. "Sorry, I can't go. My parents would ground me," becomes an unviable option if her friends believe you're lenient. By maintaining a balance between understanding and discipline, you can provide your daughter with the tools she needs to thrive socially while staying true to her values and safety. Part 4. Harnessing emotional turbulence for wiser decision-making in teens. Picture this. A serene breakfast smoothly transitions into a storm of shouts because the favored pair of jeans remains unwashed. This epitomizes the third developmental stage of adolescence, a period marked by intense emotional fluctuations. These mood swings are a natural consequence of the ongoing transformation within the teenage brain. Initially, this transformation occurs in the limbic system, the brain's center for emotional processing. As teenagers mature, further changes occur in the frontal cortex, the area responsible for reflection and calm. However, the full maturation of the frontal cortex extends into adulthood, leaving teens particularly susceptible to emotional upheavals during their formative years. Research has demonstrated that teenagers are especially sensitive to the emotions of others. In studies where children, teens, and adults were shown various emotional facial expressions, teenagers displayed heightened responses. They showed significant distress to sad faces and enhanced joy to happy ones compared to other age groups. Given this increased emotional sensitivity, guiding teens to make informed decisions becomes crucial. Emotions, though often overwhelming, are not just raw feelings but signals that can guide thoughtful actions. Begin by legitimizing their feelings. Explain that emotions like anger, sadness, or frustration are not only normal but also informative. They reflect underlying truths about our desires and discomforts. For instance, if your daughter is angry about those unwashed jeans, it might be worth exploring what underlying issues, like a need for reliability or a fear of appearing unkempt, are prompting her response. Encourage her to ask herself, "What is this emotion really telling me?" This reflective approach can help her pause and consider her feelings more deeply before reacting, aiding her in developing more nuanced responses to emotional situations. By fostering an environment where emotions are seen as tools for decision-making rather than obstacles, you are not just navigating her through teenage turbulence, but also equipping her with lifelong skills for emotional intelligence. This guidance is paramount in smoothing her path into mature adulthood. Part 5. Embracing your teen's journey into abstract thinking and independence. If your teenager suddenly starts sporting a mohawk or opts for black lipstick at the dinner table, you're witnessing more than just a fashion statement. This is the fourth stage of adolescence, characterized by testing boundaries and authority, a vital part of her cognitive and psychological development. This stage signifies a leap in cognitive abilities, particularly in abstract thinking, the ability to think about objects, principles, and ideas that are not physically present. Renowned developmental psychologist Jean Piaget pointed out that this phase marks the shift from concrete to formal operational stages of cognitive development. Children, before reaching this stage, often can't transcend concrete, first-hand experiences in their reasoning. For instance, younger children might find it hard to imagine why someone would throw a backpack out of a moving train if they've never seen or thought about it before. On the other hand, teenagers can explore multiple hypotheticals and abstract concepts far beyond their direct experiences. As teens develop this new cognitive ability, they also start scrutinizing and questioning the world around them. This might explain why they begin challenging implicit family rules or societal norms, often pointing out inconsistencies or hypocrisies like, "You say smoking is bad, so why do you smoke?" This questioning is not just defiance for the sake of defiance, but a part of their journey towards independent thought and self-identity. It's important for parents to recognize that such behavior, although sometimes challenging, doesn't necessarily translate into disobedience. It often stays within the bounds of rolling their eyes, dressing differently, or using sarcastic language. When faced with what seems like rude behavior, engage in a constructive dialogue rather than a confrontational one. You might say, "I find your tone challenging, but I'm open to understanding what's bothering you. Let's discuss it clearly and respectfully." It's crucial to respect and nurture your daughter's right to question and disagree, guiding her towards expressing her newfound insights respectfully and thoughtfully. The best approach to navigating this rebellious phase is not through shaming, but through calm and supportive dialogue, following the 3 F's strategy: be fair, firm, and friendly. This approach not only supports healthy development, but also fortifies your relationship with your daughter, helping her navigate her thoughts and emotions constructively as she matures into adulthood. Part 6. Guiding teens to understand the long-term consequences of their actions. Reflecting on teenage rebellion might remind you of your own youthful escapades, perhaps ones driven by peer pressure or the thrill of defiance. This brings us to the 5th key stage of adolescence: understanding the consequences of one's actions. Teenagers often experiment with independence through acts of rebellion, but it's crucial for parents to steer them away from choices that could negatively impact their future. In today's digital age, this includes managing their online presence wisely. With the ubiquity of social media, actions such as sharing inappropriate photos or oversharing personal details can have long-lasting effects. It's natural for teens to test boundaries through these platforms, but it's important to educate them about the permanence of online actions. Remind your daughter that posts are not easily erased and could potentially harm her prospects for college admissions or future employment. If she's skeptical about your insights into the ever-evolving world of technology, consider bringing in someone she might see as a peer, like an older cousin, who can underscore the importance of cautious online behavior. The conversation about consequences extends into academic life as well. While all parents desire their children's academic success, pushing too hard can lead to resistance. It's a delicate balance between encouraging them to take school seriously without pressuring them to the point of rebellion, which can sometimes lead to self-sabotage. Instead of exerting pressure, introduce practical rules. For instance, if her grades begin slipping, discuss how this could impact her time with friends, not as a punishment, but as a natural redirection of focus towards her studies. Explain the role of academic performance in securing a good college placement and how it affects future opportunities. Help her see the direct connection between current efforts and future benefits, thereby enhancing her motivation to balance social activities with academic responsibilities. Remember, the objective is to guide, not to take over tasks such as homework. Doing so might solve the immediate problem, but impairs long-term development by denying her the chance to learn from challenges and by fostering dependency rather than promoting independence. This approach not only prepares teenagers for adult responsibilities, but also helps them develop a healthier, more responsible relationship with the freedom they so deeply desire. Part 7. Early conversations about relationships set the stage for healthy future interactions. It's a familiar scene for many parents. One day, boys are merely those gross classmates, and seemingly overnight, your daughter is talking about going on dates. Welcome to the 6th significant phase of adolescence: exploring romantic relationships. Surprisingly, the seeds for these ideas about romance can be planted as early as before a girl turns 10. Navigating this transformative phase can stir anxiety among parents, but it is a critical time to help your daughter determine her own standards and expectations in relationships. From as young as 3 years old, children start to perceive that their parents share a special kind of relationship. By the time a girl reaches 10, she might already feel a deep-seated desire for a similar connection. This makes early conversations about love and relationships not just optional, but essential. Opening up discussions around romance can be enlightening. Ask her exploratory questions like, "How do you think a girl should let a boy know she's interested in him?" Or, "What would you do if someone you didn't like asked you out?" Such questions help her articulate her feelings and set her own boundaries. Without these conversations, there's a risk that girls might conform to societal expectations showcased in the media, which frequently objectifies women and promotes unrealistic standards of beauty and behavior. These portrayals often extend to how relationships are depicted, potentially leading young girls to pursue unhealthy or unrealistic relationship dynamics. Discussing these topics helps debunk myths about relationships and clarifies that the media's portrayal may not accurately reflect real-life dynamics. It's also the perfect opportunity to teach her that it's okay to decline requests that make her uncomfortable, such as inappropriate demands for personal images. Engaging in these dialogues not only aligns her perception with reality, but also empowers her to make choices that respect her values and well-being. Start these conversations early and maintain an open line of communication to guide her towards fostering respectful and fulfilling romantic relationships. Part 8, empowering your daughter to embrace self-care as she steps into adulthood. The final milestone in a girl's journey to womanhood focuses heavily on self-care, essentially her ability to look after her own health and safety effectively. This involves equipping her with the knowledge and skills necessary for maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Key aspects like diet and sleep are fundamental yet often overlooked in discussions between parents and teenage girls. Given the sensitive nature of topics such as body image and food among teens, it's crucial to approach these subjects with care. Teenagers face a significant risk of developing eating disorders, which pose serious health risks. Encourage an understanding of nourishment where she listens to her body's needs, eats wholesome foods, and stays active without imposing rigid food restrictions. Sleep is another critical component. Teenagers require about 9 hours of sleep each night for optimal health. To support better sleep habits, encourage her to reserve the bed strictly for sleep, avoiding its use as a spot for lounging or studying. Additionally, promote a routine that includes winding down without screens at least 30 minutes before bedtime, as the blue light from devices can disrupt the natural sleep cycle. Equally important is addressing the risks associated with alcohol and drug use. Despite the common trend of experimentation among teens, it's vital to discuss the severe implications substance abuse can have on a developing brain. Issues can range from hampering learning and memory to fostering dependencies that could last a lifetime. While these conversations may be tough, they are essential. Make it clear that while missteps are part of growing up, you will always support her. This assurance can make a significant difference. Knowing she can turn to you in times of trouble will empower her to seek help when she needs it most, rather than hiding her mistakes. By fostering open communication and providing guidance on these crucial matters, you're not just preparing your daughter for adulthood. You're helping her build a foundation for a healthy, autonomous life where she feels confident in her ability to care for herself. Final summary. While each teenager matures at an individual pace, navigating the path from childhood to adulthood involves 7 crucial transitions. These stages are inherently challenging, but provide pivotal opportunities for growth and self-discovery. As a parent or guardian, your role in guiding your teenager through these transitions is instrumental. Understanding each phase, from the initial quest for independence to the development of abstract thinking and the eventual responsibility of self-care, allows you to support your teen effectively. By recognizing the signs of each stage, engaging in open communication, and equipping them with the tools to make informed decisions, you help pave the way for them to emerge as confident and capable adults. Navigating this journey requires patience, empathy, and an ongoing commitment to adapt your support as your teen progresses through each stage. Remember, your guidance is crucial in helping them not only survive but thrive during these transformative years. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.